Hello, and welcome back to Mindful Leader Thoughts, where you can listen and learn if you don't have time to sit and read. Mindfully reframing change that seems negative. Any change, even a change for the better, is always accompanied by drawbacks and discomforts. Arnold Bennett. If comfort is your goal, growth as a human being is not for you. However, as a mindful leader, you already know this and are probably a pro at being uncomfortable by now. If not, then this podcast might help. Your ability to go with the flow while directing it is what will allow you to be your most successful, and reframing is a great way to make sure that you, as well as everyone on your team, is able to accept and embrace the changes that occur inevitably. Keep listening to learn how to reframe change that seems negative at first, for yourself as well as for your team. First, what is reframing exactly? According to Wikipedia, cognitive reframing is a psychological technique that consists of identifying and then disputing irrational or maladaptive thoughts. Reframing is a way of viewing and experiencing events, ideas, concepts, and emotions to find more positive alternatives. Have you ever met someone who always sees the silver lining, no matter how heavy and black the cloud might be? This person probably taught themselves internally from an early age to see the good in all things rather than dwell on the negative, whether they realized they were doing so or not. On the flip side, have you ever met someone who is dreary and heavy like the cloud itself, and even if it had a silver lining millions of miles long, they still wouldn't see it? These are types of people who either never learned to reframe or just never applied the idea to their thoughts. Having said